Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday, edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it's the 8th of December, 2014. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Well, it looks like Mr. Zuck has kind of told Cook to go, himself. This all goes back to an interview that Tim Cook gave way back in September about how he believed that the people that use Facebook are actually the product. Now, it's firmly believed Tim Cook was also targeting Google and even Amazon with his comments back in September, but it looks like Mr. Zuckerberg was paying very close attention to what Cook really had to say. To quote Mr. Cook in his interview back in September, he said that when an online service is free, you're not the customer. You're the product. It looked like, though, Mr. Zuckerberg over the weekend, though, grew very frustrated with all these comments and let it be known. He even went on to say that,
"Our mission is to connect every person in the world. You don't do that by having a service people pay for."
He was referring not only to Tim Cook, but also the new service that's launched recently called Elo, which, of course, we know Elo does not have any advertising whatsoever and won't sell your personal data and yada, yada, yada. I don't think Mr. Tim Cook or Zuckerberg is right when it comes to Facebook and you and I. I don't think we're the product or the customer. I think we're the pawns. Also over the weekend, a little bit of disturbing news now. This Sony hack thing is actually starting to get a little bit out of hand. You know, the hackers that stole that sensitive data from Sony Pictures last week? Well, now they've gone on threatening the Sony employees. Now, this isn't cool. Yeah, the Guardians of Peace, yeah, this sounds really peaceful, sent out a letter to the employees stating that, "I am the head of GOP. Removing Sony Pictures on Earth is a very tiny work for our group, which is a worldwide organization." They went on to say that many things beyond imagination will happen at many places of the world. "Our agents find themselves act in necessary places." Yes, this I'm quoting exactly how this is written. I'm not screwing this up. There's no dyslexia going on here. They then said, "Please sign your name to object the faults of the company at the email address below if you don't want to suffer damages." They said, "Nobody can prevent us, but the only way is to follow our demand. If you want to prevent us, make your company behave wisely." Guardians of Peace, I think you need to change your name. This is far from peaceful. Well, we all know that sometimes Google ain't the best place for your kids to go start searching for stuff, or YouTube is the best place for them to start looking at stuff. Starting next year, Google plans to roll out versions of its most popular products designed specifically for children 12 and younger. It will first start with search, move on to YouTube, and then Chrome, but will expand it to other areas after that. They're saying the big motivator inside the company is that everyone is having kids, so there's a push to change our products to be fun and safer for our children. That's according to the Google vice president in charge of the new effort. He's saying that children are already using Chrome, YouTube, and Google search on a very regular basis and wants to make it more kid-focused and kid-friendly. They also want to make it easier for kids to create content online rather than just consume it. I don't think it's a bad idea. It's good on you, Google. There's a lot of things on the interwebs out there that the kids don't need to be seeing. Just promise the parents one thing, Google. Don't send this stuff out in beta. Make sure it's tried and tested. So you in the UK, you were really looking forward to that Samsung Galaxy Note Edge. You're thinking, woohoo, it's coming soon. I can't wait. I get it. No, it's not. Sorry. The thing was supposed to launch back in September alongside the Galaxy Note 4. That did not happen. It was supposed to come out November 28th. That didn't happen, obviously. Then the launch date was announced that it would come out December 12th, just in time for Christmas. And now that we're close to that date, guess what? The official Samsung UK store currently shows the scheduled shipping now for December 17th. So hopefully that means if you pre-ordered your device, you should get it on December 18th. Maybe. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure eventually this phone will be in your hands soon. But at the rate this is going, it might be January. And finally, see if we can get a hold of Santa Claus.
Hello, you're through to Santa's workshop.
Oh.
I'm afraid I'm not here at the moment, but we're having a lovely time, and it's Christmas, and it's really bloody busy. So if you'd like to leave a message after the tone, then you know what to do. If this is Kyle, then I'm awfully sorry, old boy, but I'm afraid I can't take your call today because, I shagged myself senseless over the weekend and I'm a bit sore. Yes, not to mention hoarse. Oh, the wailing. Oh, dear God. But I tell you, it's definitely making you... Well, no, it's not making me fitter. No. So anyway, I'm going to give you today's crap for Christmas. Today's crap for Christmas are the sandal socks. They're at thepresentfinder.co.uk, and they're ridiculously priced at a stupid £6.50. You can also get skeleton socks there and after curry wipes, but I'm not doing those, though. So they're the sandal socks. You look an absolute spaz in these. Bloody awful. Yeah. Anyway, so leave a message after the tone if you want to. Otherwise, I'll speak to you tomorrow, Kyle. Bye. And if this isn't Kyle and you're a reporter from the Sun newspaper, stop bloody ringing and piss off.
Yes, Santa, this is Mr. Burrs of the FBI. We've been trying to get a hold of you now for over 13 weeks. We want to make sure your sleigh is up to code, or else you're not going to be able to fly over the United States. Please get back to me as soon as possible, or we'll be forced to shoot you down on December 25th. Thank you very much for your cooperation.
If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully with a little bit more news, because there just wasn't much that happened over the weekend. And hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of Santa tomorrow, too, fingers crossed. Actually, hopefully I'll be able to get a show out to you tomorrow. Depends on how destructive this storm is going to be. So, there's a lot of ifs up in the air and whatnot, but we'll try our best. Until then, do your best to get through your Monday, and thank you very much for listening.